News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
The role of TikTok in publicising the kind of illegal activities that are happening on the roads, posting of videos of people driving the wrong way down the motorway. Here's some of what was discussed.
When we contacted TikTok yesterday afternoon as to why content of this nature is still appearing on the platform, despite clear policies by the company to remove content that glorifies violence or promotes crimes, we were simply asked for examples of the content. I sent across links to 18 videos that I copped in the last wee while on TikTok to the company to ask why is this content still appearing. But what's very clear is the policies are saying one thing, the actuality is saying something else. We have seen the social media companies introducing restrictions and boundaries for under 16s. So we know technologically this is possible. My question is, why, when you're looking at this content and you're seeing the trend of the hashtags that are there, are they not instantly taken down? With AI, with bots that can crawl across in a matter of milliseconds, this content should not be there. There should not be prompts to engage with.
And if you heard that item, you will have seen that Jess didn't get much in the way of an answer to that question from TikTok. The question now is whether or not Commissioner Neumann will be more successful, because they have asked for a full account of what TikTok have seen on their platform and how they have dealt with it. And they say that if, and obviously it is a big if TikTok is in breach of its responsibilities, Commissioner Neumann can take things further with investigations and enforcement actions. With us is Sinn Féin TD for Lead and member of the Oireachtas Media Committee and party spokesperson on media, Joanna Byrne. Joanna, how concerned are you about the sharing of videos of this and other types of illegal activity on the roads on platforms like TikTok?
Good morning, Anton, and good morning to your listeners. Yeah, like everybody else, I obviously share a huge concern in this regard, and this topic has been a focus of the media committee intensively over the last 7 to 8, 9 months. We've had multiple hearings and listened to groups discuss online safety, and particularly online safety for those of a younger age. And what was abundantly clear to us throughout all of them sittings and all of the engagement with stakeholders is that online activity, bad online activity, is not confined to individual bad actors, if that's the participants, if that's the word I'm looking for. But it is also complemented and driven by platform design choices with models that maximise engagement and kind of glorifies bad behaviour for increased and enhanced likes and shares and engagement with the platform. And we've also seen that there's insufficient regulatory enforcement, and we've covered this topic extensively, probably more focused on the AI deepfakes and stuff like that. But it's a similar pattern of behaviour, and it's a similar lack of decisive action and control by big tech companies.
According to one big tech company in the form of TikTok, they have an awful lot of decisive action and control. They say that between January and March of 2026, the content that they removed for violating policies on violent and criminal behaviour, of that content, 99.1% was taken down by TikTok before it was even reported to them.
I did see that, all right. I've been paying attention as to what's been going on in this over the recent days. But we're at a point in time where we've seen immense tragedy take place in recent days, where we've multiple young people lost their lives and others seriously injured. So it just shows you that this small bit that doesn't get taken down as quick as it needs to can have a domino effect and a roll-on effect. Anything that goes on the internet can blow up into anything in an instant, and we all know that. And I think it's crucially important that Commissioner Neumann stand up, and indeed I know they have contacted TikTok looking for a detailed explanation, but they have a crucial role in overseeing how we move on for this and ensure that people can practice online. We live in an online-based society where we work online, we socialise online, and all of this bad behaviour needs to be choked at the start to ensure that it doesn't roll out and blow out and amplify and evolve.
It does bring us back, though, to the same issue again, Joanna, which is as long as the large tech companies are able to purport to not be publishers, this will continue to happen, won't it?
Of course, yeah. And that's something that's been discussed, and it actually formed part of the committee's report on online safety that we published. I think it might have been the beginning of May, and it's something that fed into that. But there is, Commissioner Naman have powers and frameworks that they can act within. They've got both the Irish Online Safety Media Regulation Act, and they've got the EU Digital Services Act. And under Irish law, they can impose penalties and fines of huge, significant amounts. I think it can go up to 20 million or up to 10% of turnover if these tech companies fail to protect children and the public from harmful and illegal content. Okay. I think this is something, and again, this was a recommendation of the committee's report to government as well, that perhaps enhanced enforcement and regulatory powers need to be given to Commissioner Naman, but up to 6% of annual global turnover can be imposed in EU law under the Digital Services Act. Well,
can we move to the wider issue as well, Joanna, because we've got an interesting text to say the M9 tragedy is heartbreaking, and yes, if TikTok is pushing dangerous behaviour, then those platforms must answer for it, but government can't hide behind TikTok. Our laws are too weak. Gardaí don't have the powers and resources they need, and the punishment doesn't fit the crime. If we're serious about stopping this from happening again, we need to hold big tech accountable, but also hold our own government accountable. It can't be one or the other. What about Sinn Féin's position on legislation in respect of the Gardaí being allowed to engage in pursuits, the training for Gardaí, the additional equipment, additional personnel in the roads units?
Yeah, you know, obviously everybody supports to ensuring that the Gardaí are fully resourced to do the jobs that they are there to do. And what struck me very interestingly recently, I'm not a member of the Justice Committee, but I did sit in on a bit of the Justice Committee a couple of weeks before recess, where we had the parents of Grace Lynch, who tragically lost her life as a result of an incident with a scrambler in Finglas. And our parents were in the Justice Committee on this topic of e-scooters and scramblers and stuff like that a couple of weeks before the recess. And this is a massive problem in my own community of Drogheda, where communities are inflicted with shocking bad behaviour as a result of e-scooters and scramblers. So I had a particular interest in this topic, and I sat in. But what struck me, what was particularly interesting, was the commissioner come in and said, you know, we'll resource Gardaí in regards to pursuit training. We will ensure they have all the training that they need, but we're going to defer it for 6 months and not look at it until the beginning of next year, until after we cease our additional duties with the EU presidency. That struck me as really, really strange.
Okay, but what about, but does your party have a policy in respect of the issues that will undoubtedly arise? Because there are big choices to be made. It's one thing to say pursuit training, but it's another to say what is the acceptable limit on those pursuits? Do Gardaí chase people down the wrong way on motorways? Do they use spike strips? Do they use drones? Do they use pursuit intervention? There's a whole load of policy decisions that go with that. Does Sinn Féin have a position?
Yeah, I understand there's policy decisions on that. And I think our spokesperson, McCarthy, and would be the best person to advise on that. But I certainly think any common sense approach for anybody involved in public life would be to ensure that our Gardaí are sufficiently trained. That has to be the first thing. They have all the resources they need to tackle bad behaviour, and in particular criminal behaviour that is resulting in the loss of lives on our roads. And I think everybody would support that. The intricacies of the policies would be something for our justice spokesperson and our members on the Justice Committee to tease out in detail. It's not my area of expertise, but I certainly can assure you that we would be supportive of our Gardaí being fully resourced to ensure that they can manage the bad behaviour and criminal behaviour that's costing lives on our roads and anywhere in our society.
Joanna, thank you very much. Joanna Byrne there, who is, of course, party spokesperson on media for Sinn Féin and a member of the Oireachtas Media Committee, as well as being a TD for Louth. And on the wider road safety issue, we should say, of course, that we did put in a request for somebody from the Road Safety Authority to join us, as we have done every day this week and as we have done on innumerable occasions previously. And the pattern has always been that they decline. There is a statement from the Road Safety Authority, though, which expresses its deepest sympathies to the families who who that says that they are aware that the Garda Síochána is investigating, and that quotes a spokesperson as saying road safety is a shared responsibility and we all have a role to play in making our roads safer. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage, in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.